On today's show, the guys get in the mood for spring. What's around the corner? The state of the world, the classroom, and ed tech. It's a mouthful, but it's only taking up 15 minutes of your time, and trust us, that's more than enough. Hey, there's also an ed tech tip of the week. So much more up next on the EduTech Guys. You're listening to the EduTech Guys, edutechguys.com. Hello and welcome to EduTech Guys. I'm David Henderson.
Hey, I'm Jeff Madlock.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in, downloading, turning on, all that stuff. Yeah. However you're getting this.
Yeah, thank you. I hope it's coming in over AM radio and it's got one of those old white earpieces in your ear and that's how you're listening to it.
Unless you're going through the tunnel. And then you can't hear it.
It's kind of ended.
That's all right.
Hey, listen, we know we've been gone for a while. The pandemic changed everything. It was just hectic. You know, you get sick, you're gone. And, you know, Jeff's been fighting the flu and everything.
That's crazy.
You got to get Jeff.
It is.
Hey, listen, we love doing the show and we are everywhere. You can find us on the web. Just look up EduTech Guys. You can go to Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. It's just EduTech Guys. Find us, visit our website, send us email, comment on our posts, tell us how beautiful we are because we need that, especially lately because I look just like death warmed over.
But, that's why Mr. Mark calls us the eye candy for radio.
That's right. Hey, anyway, big shout out to Mark.
Yeah, very much so.
Mark had some little health stuff there, and we're glad he's feeling better and home and all that good stuff. And, you know, he's a great guy. I've never met him personally.
Yeah, during the pandemic, he and I were able to do a Zoom for a brief amount of time to just kind of chit-chat. So that was cool to finally meet him.
Hope you're feeling better, Mark, and we hope you continue on that route, buddy. Today quick show. Lots going on. It's springtime. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes, I was a band director for a long time, and we always had theme shows, you know. So there was a theme show that always got me, and it was off spring when kings go off to war, which is, you know, so.
Appropriate for the current environment.
Oh, my gosh, right? I mean, it's springtime, and look what we're doing. But, you know, it's also kind of the environment in education. I mean, right now, you know, for the last year, well, since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We have this cybersecurity seems to be the hot topic.
Yeah.
And we're in all these workshops and, you know, everybody's freaking about cybersecurity this. You know, this school got hacked and they held their data ransom and all that kind of stuff. And whereas I've not, you know, knock on wood, had that happen. And we think we do things that, you know, to keep us from having that happen. Like we don't keep files, you know, on site. Mm-hmm. We use Google and things like that. And a lot of schools have moved to Azure and things like that, to, you know, to help get that. But boy, it has been a real big deal, hasn't it?
It really has. And it's one of those things that, I don't know, it's a lot like any time there's like a rash of break-ins in your neighborhood, right? You don't really think about it when everything is good and nobody's breaking in, but when all of a sudden there's a whole rash of them and it's kind of like, okay, wait a minute, what am I doing at my house to keep things, you know, locked down and secure? And really it's the same thing for, you know, electronically. I'm one of the biggest proponents for telling people, look, you know, you've got to use a different password for every site you go to. And yeah, it's a pain in the butt. But if, you know, if a hacker gets that password or if that data is leaked out on the web and they get that one password to that one site, they don't get access to anything else of yours because that's the only password you use there. So I'm not trying to promote any one particular product, but there are products out there like LastPass or Dashlane.
Yeah, OnePassword.
That help you organize that so that, I used to say, so you only have to remember the one password, but now I don't even need that. You know, it does facial recognition on my phone, and so as long as I don't get beat up, I'm okay.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to the iPhone 14 where you just lick it. DNA testing right there. It's just DNA opens it.
Oh, speaking of, this is completely off topic and not related. Have you seen the thing about the Switch cartridges, the Nintendo Switch cartridges? Uh-uh. So now I've not tried it, but I've seen several people that have. And of course, now I've seen them on TikTok. Yes. So who knows if it's true or not. But I don't have a Nintendo Switch to try it. But supposedly part of the manufacturing process to keep young kids from putting them in their mouths is they have a bittering agent built into the plastic so that when it touches your tongue, it's like supposedly super, super bitter. And so it's the, you know, detract kids from putting it in their mouth. Now, of course, all the people on TikTok, they're all sticking it in their mouth to see what it tastes like. But, you know, still, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, the people on TikTok are putting it in their mouth and going, oh, this is bitter. Give me a Tide Pod to watch this down there. Exactly. Gotta get this bitter cartridge taste out of my mouth with a Tide Pod. How's that? Yeah.
That's right. And I need to wash it down with a little of that Mountain Dew colored antifreeze. Yeah.
You know, that's it, though. What's funny is that we know, having done this, you know, 30 years, the biggest problems are the smallest ones, really. I mean, you hit it on the head. Passwords. That's the biggest one. The other one is don't click a link that you don't know about. You know, I tell people all the time, they go, well, I got this email. I don't know if it's real or not. I'll tell you what, delete it. And if they need to get in touch with you, they'll use one of the other 75,000 ways to communicate with people in the world. Not that many, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah, they'll call you. They'll send an arrow through your window with a note tied to it. A pigeon will show up.
It's funny you talk about that. We actually had one of our employees who was off-site send me an email and say, hey, is this thing legitimate? And they forwarded me a Sonic gift card email. Mm-hmm. And of course it doesn't come from sonic.com. So that's, you know, that's one of the big things. I don't know about this. So I'm like, okay, let me check. So I go in, I start Googling the site that is being used. And it turns out it's perfectly legit. Like Costco and a bunch of other places use it. And I'm like, okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean this is still legit. So it turned out that, I took some kind of, you know, preventative measures and used some caution and went ahead and opened the link, but I didn't do any, you know, just kind of looked at it, you know, incognito window and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it said it was from my organization to this particular person. And I'm like, well, it's starting to look legit. So at that point, I knew if anybody was getting Sonic gift cards from our organization, it would have had to come from the boss.
Right.
So I went into the boss and I'm like, listen, here's what's going on. And she was like, yeah, it's Employee Appreciation Day. So I sent them gift cards. I'm like, could you at least send an email and said, hey, by the way, you're getting gift cards.
Hey, cybersecurity door guy, tech coordinator, did you know that this was,
You know, it's just one of those things. But by the same token, I was very proud of that employee who reached out to me first instead of just willy-nilly clicking on it. You know, this time it was legit. Next time it might not be.
Well, I think I know the employee you're talking about. The last time they clicked on an email, they lost their house, their car, their dog. Wait, that's a country song. Never mind. But you know, really, that's when we get a lot. Hey, is this legit? And I always tell people, listen, whether you're in Gmail, your Microsoft Outlook or whatever, click the sender's name and look at the email first.
Right.
You know, like you said. And if it's, you know, tastylegs829 at Gmail, that's probably not your superintendent asking for you to send $250 gift card to them to help out the rebels.
It could be your former superintendent.
It could be. You know, he did. No,
he did. He was a little
tasty legs. I'm going to call him today and say,
I know what to say. He's going to be listening to this.
When you listen to the podcast, we weren't talking about you. Yes. No. Yes, we were. Yes.
No, really. It wasn't you.
But, you know, cybersecurity is all about just, you know, being safe and doing the right thing. And the rest of it is on, your tech department, making sure your firewalls and, you know, the other big one is that we talk about a lot is if you use a Chrome device or if you use Chrome, it updates a lot. Mm-hmm. Always make sure your Chrome, your machine, your Mac OS, Windows machine is up to date. If you'll make sure that stuff is getting done, if you're using an antivirus, a lot of Mac people don't use antivirus. That's okay. Right. You know, that's fine. You can still use AVG or Norton or somebody like that. But, you know, make sure that stuff stays updated. That's the biggest deal. Update. And there's the next thing. Hey, listen, a tech request comes in. The kids can't get to this on this site because it's suddenly not working. Check and make sure that the browser is updated, especially if you're using a Chromebook. That is, the browser is the OS, and make sure it's updated. So that's a really big one. But, you know, talking about software and that, it's really interesting, you know, coming into the spring and seeing, because we're getting ready for PD.
Right.
You know, you hollered at us. Hey, we're all doing PD for all the stuff we can do it. So it's really interesting what software and hardware took root during the pandemic and has now become, you know, kind of a commonplace expectation in the classrooms. Like for us, we're getting ready to, you know, put in Promethean boards because the interactivity and the connectivity.
Sure.
Even offsite for our kids to share their screens and do all the kind of stuff with it. And our teachers have learned to do that and need that extra, you know, hey, this is great. This really enhances my classroom, which people use smart boards and stuff forever. But during the pandemic, they started using Zoom and they realized the digital whiteboard was something that was, you know, okay, this is even better than my real whiteboard.
Right. Yeah. Well, and you even mentioned a technology earlier, the Chromebook.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. The Chromebook was essentially, for all intents and purposes, a novelty before, you know, before everything hit. And then it became a necessity for a lot of folks, an inexpensive way to get a connected device into the hands of students. And now, in many, many districts, instead of those going back into, quote, Chromebook carts, that's become, you know, it goes into the kid's backpack just like, you know, a traditional textbook.
Yeah.
They pull it out, they use it. You know, I mean, it's been amazing. And then, of course, like you said, Zoom itself has completely taken off, which, yes, it definitely train coming. But it definitely had some growing pains, you know, at the start. And a lot of that is that, much like a lot of technology, people were pushing it to limits that Zoom wasn't prepared for, but also that they weren't expecting at all.
Right.
It's kind of like iPads. You know, when iPads first came out, that was supposed to be a consumer device. Next thing you know, it's in all the classrooms and Apple is having to play serious catch up. People tend to forget that.
Yeah.
You know, but in those early days, Apple had to play a lot of catch up in order to make that happen in the classroom. And then you have different sites/apps like Canva. I mean, holy cow. How many, I want to know at this point, how many educators are not using Canva at this point? I mean, for one way or another, and especially as they've continued to add features to it, I mean, who needs any of those high-priced photo editors that are out there when I can do it for Canva?
And even those high-priced photo editors, even Adobe Creative Cloud, you know, came along and really improved itself because
That is true.
You know, it's like, hey, we'll show you. You can have your Canva, but here's, you know, this is a Porsche on steroids, in an F1. But still, you're right. Canva, I mean, it's one of my go-tos all the time. But, you know, Class Dojo, Flipgrid, you name Pebble Go, all these companies stepped up and went, hey, we can use these. And the teachers embrace them. And they and I wonder, educators listening to this, do you think about that? Do you think about, hey, you know, it's become commonplace, but it's really changed the actual environment that we teach in and the atmosphere of the classrooms, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, you were talking about Chromebooks. I mean, look what GoGuardian and those different, you know, applications like that have done now, so you can monitor in real time. Teachers can have classrooms set up. And then we only get to the learning platforms. I think it's pretty interesting in the last 3 years how much we've pushed those learning platforms because teachers went, no, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this. And so most of them went, okay, let's get on the ball here and get you what you need. And now we find ourselves back in these hybrid, you know, we love that, don't we? The hybrid, you know, classrooms, and we're using the snot out of LMSs.
Yeah.
Even in class.
Yeah.
And I think the teachers have realized, oh, I love the LMS. Well, it's what we were preaching the whole time is text. You know, let them do this homework on the machine and then teach in class, you know, hands-on in class, you know, lick it, taste it, touch it, you know, in class. Anyway, so that's a big one right there.
That's your obsession today.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I know what it was. I left the office and someone had sent us a bouquet of lollipops, suckers.
There you go.
And I saw them and I can't have them. And I was like, those look real. Just take the paper off all of them and just lick the whole lollipop bouquet.
Put them all back.
Root beer, sarsaparilla, cherry, grape, and then, you know, stick the little covers back on it. Hey, these are all stuck. But, you know, yeah, that's pretty much it. So I think we have a tech tip of the day.
We do. The EduTech tip of the week.
Week.
Day. I don't know. I don't know what we're up to at this point.
Of the month.
Of the month, yeah.
Of the decade.
Of the decade.
Hey, yeah, so we have a really good one. This is one that some of you are going to go, oh my guys, we knew this. But you'd be surprised the amount of people that don't know this. Like, so let's say you're in Google Classroom and you're looking for it's that big, nice page, and you're looking for a specific assignment or something specific on it. Remember, on every website, you can hit that, you know, Command, Control, F, and get the search up for the page. Now, that works on anything, which is really kind of cool. So don't forget, you can search a page, and that comes in darn handy, especially when nowadays most people open a PDF and it opens in the browser.
Right.
And you're like, well, I'm looking for this. You know, I'm on the policy manual for the school district. It's 742 pages, and I'm looking for this. Well, don't forget to Control F that bad boy. You know, Command F it on a Mac. You know, whatever you're on, and search for those words, and it'll actually tell you how many times it found it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And what's really cool, especially in modern day browsers and in PDF readers. Yeah, you'll see little indicators along the right-hand side of the screen showing you where those instances all happen. And a lot of people also don't know you can use the exact same technique inside your Zoom chat. So if you've got a Zoom going and you've got students who are doing chat and there's, you know, and it's kind of free-flowing and there's a whole lot going through, Control F or Command F, search for the thing that you're looking for. If it was in the chat, then it'll show up for you.
And most people don't know this. In Walmart, you can scream Control F out loud and then what you're looking for, and someone will yell back what aisle it's on. Control F crackers, aisle 7. That actually works. I'm kidding. But try it.
I am going to so start doing that. I mean, the answer part. That's what we need to do. You and I need to go to Walmart, and that's what one of us will be yelling out, Control F flowers. That's in the deli section, because why would you not put flowers in the deli section? I've never understood that.
I know, you put them when you walk in, because the first thing you walk into a Walmart, you go, you know what, I need some flowers.
Right next to my tomato.
Right next to the vinegar that's on sale, paper towels, and large television. Yeah, that's right. That's the first thing you're going to put in your cart when you go into Walmart.
I'll be Valentine's Day, baby.
I would love to see that. I'd love to see that data, you know? Yes. So there's no holiday coming up. What do we put in when they come in there? Okay, listen, put adult diapers, Gatorade, you know?
Flowers. And a big screen TV.
And a big screen TV. Well, you just described my weekend.
And on that note, hey, listen, for listening.
Thanks for listening to that. Honestly, yeah, that's it. We've had enough. There's enough of these guys. Why do I listen to this podcast? Hey, listen, actually, starting up here pretty soon, we're getting our calendar back out there, and we have a ton of guests coming on the show. And I know we say that all the time, but it's really true this time.
Yeah, it really is.
We have a ton of guests coming on the show, so you're going to start seeing a lot more episodes from us and a lot more guests that are going to start coming up. Watch social media. You'll see who's going to be here. You know, we always put out those cute little pictures of us and all that kind of good stuff. But, hey, listen, thanks for coming today. Thanks for listening to us. Please share, and please follow us on social media, EdTech Guys. Hey, I'm Jeff Madlock.
I'm David Henderson.
We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to the EduTech Guys, edutechguys.com.